إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, yesterday somebody asked me a question. The answer of the question is very simple, and I remind myself and you that this is the nature of life. Life is actually quite simple until we complicate it. The question the person asked, he actually said two things. First of all, he said it is natural for human beings to sin. It is natural for human beings to sin. But how can we avoid sin? So the answer I gave him was that first of all, it is not natural to sin. It is natural to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fitrah which is pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fitrah which is pure. Allah did not create the fitrah of sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He has created us on the most beautiful form. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah, to be thankful to Allah, this is pure. That is why a child who is born on Islam. And if a child dies before puberty, before going out of Islam, the child dies and the child is in Jannah. Because the original form is pure. So it is not natural to sin. This is one of the biggest, one of the many traps of shaitan, where he tells you that it is natural. It is not natural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way. He sent the anbiya, He sent His kalam. He told us what is right and wrong. The one who sins is sinning despite all of this. So how can it be natural? In spite of knowing what is right, he still does what is wrong. In spite of being warned, he refuses to heed the warning. In spite of something being, not even natural. To eat rice and meat is natural. To put a chemical called alcohol into your body is not natural. How is it natural? Alcohol, to drink alcohol is not natural. To smoke a cigarette, to take tobacco and put tar into your lungs is not natural. So if somebody says to sin is natural, this is nonsense. It is not natural, it is highly unnatural. That's the reason why it is punishable. Because if you deliberately do something wrong and if you do not make tawbah and you die without that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish you for this. So that's the first thing to understand. Second thing is very important. How do you stay away from sin? Very simple. Remember that one day you will die, and remember that you will be resurrected in the state in which you die. So these two things. One day that I and you will die, and that might be now. That might be right now. Because if we believe the word of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he said that I do not have the belief and I do not have the yaqeen that when I make salam from one shoulder, salam alaikum rahmatullah, that I will be able to complete this salam on the other shoulder. So if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be believed, and that is up to you to decide if you want to believe him or you don't want to believe him, but I certainly believe him, so therefore we can die right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that you will be resurrected, you will be brought back on the day of judgment in the state in which you died. So alhamdulillah, if we die right now, we die in the masjid after Salatul Fajr. So inshallah, it's a good way to go. And we will be resurrected also sitting in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nothing wrong. But supposing you die while you are committing a sin. Supposing you die while you are committing shirk or whatever, haram or something. Or you die in a bad place. You are not committing that sin, but you were sitting there with other people who were doing it. And you didn't have the guts to walk out, you didn't have the guts to say no, and you die there, then what happens? So, the reminder is very simple. I can die right now, and I will be resurrected in the place I die, in the way I die. So, anytime you are faced with a sin, ask yourself, do I want to die now? Anytime you are faced with a group, ask yourself, do I want to die with these people? Do I want to die here and do I want to be resurrected with these people? Because that is the bottom line reality, very simple. And therefore I remind myself and you, let us not complicate our lives. Let us stay on the facts that we know. And those facts are that to sin is not natural, and that if we die, we will be resurrected, or not if we die, when we die, we will be resurrected in the state in which we die. So it is very important for us to constantly be aware of ourselves, of what we do, what we say, where we are, in whose company we are, what kind of situation, what kind of society that we are living in, what kind of position we are in, so that we ensure that we at least save ourselves. It begins with the self. At least save ourselves from sin, and then inshallah try to also invite other people towards that which is good. But obviously you can't invite anyone else to good when you are doing bad yourself. So it is important to ensure that we stay away from sin ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for us and to save us from our own evil, the evil of our nafs and the evil of shaitan, and to protect us from that and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.